Southern Baptists are in trouble. Like I said before, I've had some of my own experiences with trying to minister to homosexuals. This kind of stuff is not helpful. It's really not helpful. It gives someone the impression that they can live with these desires and they're not that big of a deal, to live with them. At least has potential to give them that. It also has the potential to give Christians the idea that this isn't really that big of a deal. And I would submit to you that Greer has put in a framework which it's not a big jump to say could easily lead to. It's two rungs up the ladder, gay Christianity. I think he may even be advocating it here. He's just using so much veiled language. But the orientation of homosexuality is okay, as long as you don't act on it, that idea, and creating this separate space for gay Christians, this category. This is the president of the Southern Baptist Convention. I don't know exactly why he's saying this, but I can take a guess. I do think that Southern Baptists have been caving. And Greer has, before this even happened, done a little bit of caving on other things. And I'm not going to get into that, but there's this need, in a sense, to be loved by the world, to get the numbers up, to show the world that, hey, we have the same concerns as you. Look at us. We're not bigots. We're not the things the world says we are. And the bottom line is the world will always hate us. The world will always hate Christians because the world loves sin. And anyone calling sinner to repentance will be hated by those who love their sin. That's just the bottom line. We need to get back to the authority of Scripture, stick to the texts, go through it verse by verse, exegetically, original languages. I mean, these are important things, and I'm afraid those methods are not being utilized to further this agenda. And when I say agenda, I'm not saying conspiracy, but there is an agenda out there to get the world to like us. And I think the social justice message, I think this is just one, if you will, front in that social justice fight. This is the oppressor and oppressed categories. They kind of come out even in Greer's sermon a little bit. Church being an oppressor, and then homosexuals being oppressed, and that's why the emphasis on we need compassion. We do need compassion. But I fear that there's something behind this, which is on the nefarious side, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next year.